A retirement reception takes place tomorrow afternoon for the president of Williams Baptist College. After working Williams Baptist College for almost 50 years, president of Williams Baptist, Dr. Jarrell Swaim, is retiring.
I'm finishing 48 years at the college. Came there in 1964. Came to the college in the area of history and social science. Came there teaching political science, teaching history, primarily U.S. history. Did that for 9 years. And then for the next 22 years, served as, well, it went from academic dean and registrar to ultimately VP for academic affairs. And on the end of that 22 years, for about 6 or 7 years, I was also serving as executive VP, which I might say more about later in the interview because it meant so much to me. And then in 95, I became the fifth president of the college in 95.
And Swaim says he got his start in the classroom and started teaching.
When I was in college, my junior year, I was an English major. And I said, I'm going to also work on teaching certificate credentials. So ultimately, to make a long story short, I finished over at Union University in Jackson, Tennessee, with a BA in English and a minor in history, but also had teaching credentials. And then went from there to Missouri to teach history. And that's sort of, and then teaching, I said, that's where I'm going to be. And then, of course, ultimately, within 4 years, I moved into what was that beginning of those 48 years of being in full-time Christian work in a Baptist college.
And Swaim says he enjoyed teaching the students at Williams Baptist, but also assumed the vice president for academic affairs position at the college when a lot of new programs and degrees were added to the school.
One of the things that happened, I still continued to teach when I moved upstairs to the dean's office, but after about 5 or 6 years, I was doing registrar's work and dean's work. I had to fire myself because I just wasn't doing a very good job in the classroom. I just couldn't spread myself that thinly. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed working with the faculty. I enjoyed working with curriculum. I got to be there while we moved from a two-year college to a four-year college. Ultimately, we added about 25 different baccalaureate degrees. And so I was there while we were working on feasibility studies and working with our accrediting agency, working with the Department of Education. Exciting, hard work. But there was something going on all the time, very busy. And so I thrived off of that part of my work.
And Swaim tells me he became president of Williams Baptist College.
I had observed the presidency during those 22 years as dean. And quite frankly, I worked during that time under three different presidents. I had seen how difficult the presidency could be. It's a hard job, very demanding job. The fellows that were prior to me had each lasted about 18 months at the college. And so I had been approached I served as interim a couple of times and had been approached about at least considering the presidency. But I really didn't think that's where I was supposed to be. I didn't really want any part of it. But by 95, it appeared, and I think my wife saw it before I did, I felt that we needed some stability after two short tenures, and that's something I thought I could do. I'm more of a person that may not have that long-term vision, but I can organize and get things done up to a point. And so I think I can bring stability at least for a while. My goal, I hoped, was to last at least 10 years, although I didn't think I would last 10 years, quite frankly. Because I just didn't think I could survive 10 years. But it did.
Right.
I survived 17.
And Dr. Swaim says when he took over the school, Williams Baptist College faced numerous challenges. The biggest, funding.
Any small liberal arts college faces many, many challenges. And quite frankly, when you become very realistic in this area, and I read the stats, I keep up with this, there'll be colleges, and we see it from time to time, that don't make it. I'm grateful that one of the things that's been very positive for me is that, and we've talked about this, even with a new president coming in here on July 1, he's not going to face some of the financial issues that I faced when I came in 95 with operating on a very sound financial basis. We don't spend more than we take in. We've been able to develop a healthy, I think, financial position and reserve. And so although he can't forget that aspect of it, he's going to be able to devote himself, other than just worrying every night and day about how are we going to survive. That's not an issue right now for the college. Survival is not an issue. So the issue is, where do we see ourselves in the next 5 years? And let's get on that road to there.
And Swaim says a lack of funds was a huge challenge that had to be faced, but he says over the years, the college got past those challenges.
The Lord blessed us in so many ways with some strong financial support from individuals, people that had confidence in the college, people that wanted to be involved in helping with this building project or that project. And then, two, now, no one at the college would admit this or say it out loud, but I'm pretty tight with money. I just, the way I am, and I can't help it. And we didn't spend money that we didn't have. We didn't borrow money if we could pay for it, so to speak. Not say we have a small indebtedness, but our debt service is minimal compared to what many colleges had to deal with. And so we just were frugal. We had people who were dedicated. We've except, I think, for maybe 1 or 2 years in that 5 or 6 years ago when the bottom fell out. We had 1 year where there were no raises, but every other year during that whole period, our faculty and staff have received a percentage or across-the-board raise. But we just stretch our money. That's just the way it is. We just do.
And also Swaim tells how he's seen the college change over the years that he's been there.
I think where we've the growing has been, much of it has been in maturing, particularly as a senior college. Because when I came there 48 years ago, we were a two-year college. And then in 84, we made the transition. 86, we had our first graduating class. So from that 84 to 95, we were in that four-year mode. Well, in these last 17 years, we've seen that, you know, it is a senior college in every aspect. No vestiges left, number one, that. Then another area that's been, of course, which I enjoy and relate to, we've seen so many changes on the physical part of the campus and the grounds in the buildings. I don't think there's probably a building on campus that I can think of, maybe one, that hasn't been touched either by renovation and expansion or new buildings being added on the entire campus. And so it's a different looking place. It's a different sense, a different feel. And yet I think we've maintained much of that spirit of who we want to be, who we think we are.
And it's Dr. Gerald Swaim who expects the college to continue to grow under the new leadership of Dr. Timothy Jones, who takes over July 1st. The retirement reception for Dr. Gerald Swaim takes place tomorrow from 3:30 to 5:30 at the Swaim Administration Building, and the public's invited to attend. More information on this at kasu.org. Click on Events.